This one I've named Harry's Hellions. Harry, go to your room right now and stay there. He locked the door from the inside, stripped down at once, and began mooning the Olsen girls next door from his upstairs window. In no time, a crowd of angry mothers in the dusty street below began hurling dirt clods at the house and hollering for his mother, so he turned around to show off his complete package, dancing around and waving his proud little tallywhacker for all the town to see. "Harry, you unlock this door right this instant." "But, Mom, you told me to stay here." Harry liked to play war on those warm summer days, he and his band of hellions. None of them yet 10 years old. They made guns from driftwood and scraps of found lumber. The first time blood was shed happened when Harry threw his 2x4 into the air, as if he had been shot. Then the board came straight down and broke his nose, prompting words that would make a logger duck for cover. The next day, his nose proudly bandaged, Harry took up a position behind Mrs. Olson's trash can, using the aluminum lid as a shield, and a stick as a sword. The neighborhood boys fought valiantly until Harry fell to the ground, clutching the edge of the can, which spilled a dozen sanitary pads around him and gave every warrior in the band something to tape around his neck or arm or knee, bloody side out. The heroes slogged on, limping and cursing, in spite of the desperate rantings of Mrs. Olson and her 5 pubescent daughters and 3 mongrel dogs hot on the scent. The boys staggered from the alley battlefield onto Main Street, parading their red badges of courage past the bar where Harry's old man worked, and down to the harbor, where they were met by one of the town's chubbier, more comical cops. The lawman was sure that some kind of crime must be happening here, but the whole scene was such an embarrassment that he settled for convincing the commandos to dispose of the napkins in the harbor dumpster. Then he sent them home and told them to behave. But they never did.